I was once with a friend, and he mentioned that his grandfather and his brother, the grandfather and the grandfather's brother, both survived Auschwitz, and they don't talk to each other. So I asked, what happened? You know, surviving Auschwitz together, two brothers, not very common, and they don't talk to each other. So what happened? And he said the following story happened. One night, they got their tiny ration of bread, and one of the brothers had heard that if you snuck out to a certain spot, you can potentially get more food. And he told his brother, you watch our bread, you stay here, I'll take the risk, I'm going to sneak out, and I'm going to try and get us more food. And sure enough, he knew where to go. He found the spot. It takes time not to be seen, to go quietly in the dead of night, in the cold Auschwitz winter night. But he finds the spot, and he gets the extra food, and he turns it around again to get back to his brother and share the food. And he comes back, and he looks at his brother, and his brother had eaten both portions of bread. And he turned to his brother, he said, my brother, he said, let's say I didn't get food. This is the only food we get all day. This is the only food we get all day. Imagine how hungry they were. We're a little hungry now. They ate tiny, tiny portions. And he said, you ate my bread? You were willing to eat my bread? Let's say I came back with no more food. He said, I can't believe I have a brother like that. And they didn't speak. We can't understand that story, honestly. We don't know what that means. To be put in a situation where you're so hungry, staring at a piece of bread. Yes, it's your brother's bread. You're so hungry. You just need food. You need something to sustain you. We have no clue what that's like. And we're about to read a kinah yedzayin, that honestly is the most graphic, for sure, of the kinos that we're going to read. And kinah yedzayin is not just about, again, destruction, but it's about what happened when they were in this terrible time. And we're not reading it as a judgment of the people that were doing these things, but as the desperation. We cannot imagine the desperation that they felt, that they were literally eating their own children. Eating their own children just to survive the hunger in the streets, to live another day, to be able to go on in their own lives. And just the terrible death, the way they were killed, what they were doing, is really awful. And for this kinah, it's the only kinah we're going to do this. We're going to recite it line by line in English. Feel free to recite it out loud with me. I'll read it. But to really sit and think what was going on, and to really not just to rush through the Hebrew, but to sit on these lines and think about the absurdity, the terrible tragedy. And each line ends with Alalaili, alas unto me, how could it be? How could it be that such a thing happened? And we should, again, in whatever way we can, tap into the complete terrible state that these people were in, that it reached to such terrible levels. So I'm going to recite it together. Again, feel free to say it on your own in the Hebrew if you'd like. We're going to say it in English and really think about how terrible it was, the tragedy of this time. If it could happen,